Hi, welcome to M4 Customer Services. How can I help?
My name is Wendy Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N. The account number is 813199. I just want to talk about the fees.
Surely, let you know. Sir, Ms. Bowman. So
yes.
I see that this account is registered under this address, which is number 26 Plaza Road. It's in Springwood, NSW. So the account has an outstanding bill of $104.14. So that is the amount that is pending. And you currently have unlimited boost of 25 Mbps.
Right. Well, I was quoted I'd be charged $80.45 per month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I look at the account and it's higher than that. So I just wondered why.
Okay, I'll just check. Bear with me now.
Okay.
Give me one quick moment. I will just go and check your invoice. I'll see what is the current status. From when to when you have been billed. Okay.
Okay.
That
Thank
will
you.
Give me a clearer picture, and also will send you a copy of your invoice in your email address.
Yes, I've got that actually. Yeah, I found it. Yeah, so I'll pay it because last month I paid 137, but that was, you know, sending the
modem setup and all. Okay.
That's right. Now, I could understand that, and I paid that, but yeah. Yeah, so you're going to look into it.
Okay. I can see, ma'am, there are charges which were added for calls to 131300 numbers, which added $1.28 on your account. Fixed to mobile calls were 63 cents, which was added on your account. So there are certain numbers, ma'am, actually chargeable numbers. For example, if you make a call to a landline number, it will be included. If you make a call to a mobile number, it will be chargeable. There are certain numbers, like, for example, you will come across numbers where people play enroll for lotteries and all. Those are chargeable numbers. If you call such numbers, then it will be chargeable. Okay.
Oh.
So that is why it actually went up a little bit. So please avoid making calls to such numbers starting with 131300. Okay?
Yeah, okay. That wasn't mentioned.
So also, you can call our customer services, which will be free for you. Okay, but some of these numbers are actually chargeable numbers. If you make any calls to this, it becomes chargeable. Anyway, there has been an itemized bill that has been generated, if you check, it will give you the clearer picture about it, that on 15th of October, you made a call, and it was for duration was for 15 seconds, you got charged 32 cents. There was another call that was made on the same date, and there was another call made on the same day. So these three calls actually got incurred a few charges. And there was another call made on 23rd of October. Okay. So based on your call list, I mean the calls that you have made and the numbers that you have dialed, the duration of the conversation, it's actually an itemized bill that has been sent to you.
Right.
You can check now. I sent you another copy. And there is another one which I would like to mention. On 29th of October, around 28 minutes past 7 in the evening, you made a call to a number that was a mobile number, 04221067 65, and the duration was for 4 minutes and 5 seconds, and 63 cents was the cost for that call.
Oh, okay.
And there is a list of the national calls that you have made as well. So those didn't incur any charges. Those were free. The total, you'll say, that it's zero. The total
Right.
amount, the subtotal amount you will see, it will be zero. The total amount is zero. So it
Yes.
is always, it's also mentioned in your bill. I just sent you another copy of the itemized version of the bill.
Right.
Now, your billing date. So the bill that you get, ma'am, what happens is when you join, it's a pro-rata billing that you get. So you pay for, let's say, for example, you join. Okay. So your order, so your order is activated in the month of January, by the mid of January. So you get billed for the remaining days of the month of January and for the month of February in advance. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So the, yeah, so this is actually the this is how the first bill is generated with every company. That is
right.
how the billing cycle works. Now,
okay.
We get you adjusted with our monthly billing cycle, which is first of every month to the last day of the of that calendar month. Okay.
Right.
So
okay.
Now, from the next month onwards, let's say, for example, you pay your bill in February, the first one. From the second month, you will get the bill from 1st of March till 31st of March.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now,
now
that
yeah.
now it becomes a 30-day cycle, 31-day cycle, depending on the month.
Right. Well, when I tried to ring you on my home line, I couldn't get through at all. I tried it about four times, and it didn't go through. So I'm now on my mobile phone to get through to you. But I've noticed my niece rings me on her mobile quite often because she works, and it's generally 5 or 5:30 when she rings me. And when it gets to 29 minutes, it cuts out. And then she rang me yesterday on her mobile phone. Same thing happened. I noticed. Gets to 29 minutes and it cuts out. So then she rings back. Is there a reason for that or? You know, I can't ring out on my home phone at the moment. So.
It might be because of the handset, ma'am. You do one thing. Whenever you make a call, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll just check from our end, if there is anything that we need to fix, we'll surely get it fixed. Okay?
Okay.
Or
righto.
You can do one thing. Like you will see, on the back of the, like you have a cordless one? Or is it a...
Yes.
It's
a cordless one.
It's a cordless one, right? Which brand? I mean the make?
Panasonic?
Panasonic.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's the most popular brand for this. For this. So most, like 90% of the customers, they prefer to use the Panasonic one. So
right.
check whether you have the battery full or not. When you dock the handset, automatically it gets charged. Okay. And
we hardly ever use it, actually.
Okay.
But it comes in handy.
Yeah. So check whether the battery is full. If you find it blinking, and please remember, when you dock the handset, you should check whether it's docked properly or not.
Right. Okay. Well, it's not.
Because what happens, it might also happen that it sometimes the receivers of those phones sometimes have such issues. Okay.
Okay.
So
right.
And please check if there is a call timer set on it. Like you've set up a timer just to restrict the calls to avoid additional call charges. So this is something you can check. It was a call timer setup for 29 minutes.
Yeah, well,
this is an option which is available. You can set it up. So to avoid, you will see there are call packages that you get with several companies. Like a company gives you for the first 30 minutes, you get it for free. But at the moment you exceed 30 minutes, from 31st minute, you get charged. That means if you exceed 30 minutes, you get charged for the previous 30 minutes and another 1 minute of your conversation. Yeah, so sometimes people set up call timer, so just to avoid exceeding the time. Like if you set it up on 29 minutes, it will hang up, you call again, and it's free.
Well, you know, we've had this phone for about 2 years, and we've never had any problems with it.
It might not also be the case with your one. I will just check If there is anything from any restriction that is applied on, from our end, because from our end, we do not apply such restrictions because these things are under your control. If you request, then we can check if there, the option is available or not.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've never requested it. Anyway, okay, I'll pay the amount so I know, you know, I'll pay it today. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks very much. I just, yeah.
Thank you very much for calling, ma'am. Is there anything else which I can help you out?
No, there isn't. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a nice day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
This would take me on the
Facebook
Third of November. And I didn't see it. Payment due on the 3rd of November. Okay. He reckons I've set my phone. It's all right here. Think I left my mother's telephone company. That's what it is.